In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seattle Sounders have a break from Major League Soccer play until April 2nd, but their best players aren't getting a rest. And KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says that's not helping the team, which is off to an 0-3 start this season. Art, we can expect sports media and fans to complain about this start, but even Coach Siggy Schmidt is sounding the alarm.
Yeah, it was kind of funny after the game last Saturday. He talked about, you know, jobs being at stake because the Sounders have never been 0-3 to start a season. And I think a lot of people are expecting some problems getting going. But this has really been kind of debilitating because the Sounders are a much better team based on salary and talent levels and experience than they're showing. And to start this slowly, and in addition to the MLS 0-3 start, they also lost to Club America in the Champions League competition that started the season. They looked bad doing it too, and losing 3-1 in Mexico City. It sort of chilled their aspirations to be a world-class club when they can't get into the finals, at least of the Champions League.
It seems they're being impacted by the surprise departure of striker Obafemi Martins.
Yes, that's been a big blow. He left for China. The Chinese Professional League is starting to be predatory when it comes to international players. And he was eligible to be taken, and he went for more money, much more money than the Sounders were ever going to be paying him. So that was a real big blow because not only was it late in the off season, but it deprived Clint Dempsey, their star forward, of a great partner because those guys really did develop a chemistry. They were the toughest tandem in the league to defend. And now the replacement for Martins is Jordan Morris. Now, Jordan Morris grew up in Mercer Island, went to Stanford, was College Player of the Year. He's America's great hope in terms of the next great U.S. soccer player. Some have already analogized him to Landon Donovan, the retired star. But he's only 21, and it's going to take time, and that's something that they haven't had yet, to work with Dempsey, and it's a big step up for any collegian into MLS, and it's just going to take time. And they're not getting time because there's lots of other things going on in the soccer world.
Well, they're not getting the time because Dempsey and Morris are both getting called up to separate men's national teams.
Right. Those two and four other Sounders are playing internationally in these next couple of weeks. The MLS is on hiatus temporarily to accommodate these international tournaments. The Olympics are going to happen in August. And the under-23 U.S. men's national team always represents the U.S. Jordan Morris is going to practice with them because I think he's going to be a key star. Dempsey is with the U.S. men's senior national team, and they are in World Cup qualifying. Four other players are also going on the World Cup qualifying trail. So that leaves nothing going on with the Sounders in terms of practice. It's part of the woodwork in international soccer. You have to accommodate the season schedule to these international tournaments, but it's very frustrating when you're a team like the Sounders that needs practice time together to integrate the new players with the veterans. And it just isn't working out very well for them now. They've really got to get on the board. Or as Siggy said, people are going to be looking for their jobs.
Is it hard that the Sounders are burdened by having so many desirable players? I know everyone's in the same boat to a point, but...
Well, the Sounders do have excellent players that are being called to international duty. It's a good problem to have, but not right now, not when you're 0-3.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.